And go on the other side.
That's what I'm saying, you're always that far away from me.
And it's something that you should spread and tell everybody, okay? If you are arrested today or on any other protest, say no comments. Well, I advise you say no comment. Call a solicitor from Diamond Solicitors or from Bimber, Pierce or Hodge, Jones and Adams, yeah? And let them talk to you about what you may be charged with, because you don't know what the police may be charging you with. Two, do not put up photographs anywhere on the internet of anybody doing anything that may be illegal, okay, at all. Do not send messages on Facebook or anywhere else about any action that anyone has done, because you will see over the next few weeks, as you have seen, the media is having a witch hunt for people who do supposedly wrong things at demonstrations, and they will come to your house, as they did last year with the protesters, and they will arrest you and take you away and give you a long prison sentence. Don't let that stop you protesting, but be prepared. Okay, so if you are arrested, my advice is to say no comment and speak to a solicitor, okay? Let's hope you don't get arrested.
Yeah! I think that lots of them don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening. They're not aware. Maybe they're not watching the news. Or maybe they're watching the news and they've got no idea.
You might have noticed the police are getting pretty brutal over there, like, they've been kind of swinging their batons in a pretty indiscriminate way. You know, these nasty men just swinging them down on everyone. There wasn't obviously too much thought involved in what they were doing. Anyway, who wants to break through these lines? Who wants to try and break down these police lines? Because they're nasty. But if we're going to do it, we're going to have to arm up. So, hey, what's wrong with you? Listen, at the Gaza protest last year, they took us into a tunnel underground where there was no cameras, there was no helicopters from TV cameras, and they freaking destroyed people, do you understand? Are you dumb? There are kids here, there are kids. Okay, let me say one thing. You are okay, sell down. Let me just say one thing. It's okay for you to say that, but you're obviously not prepared. You've got your face covered. Everybody who doesn't have their face covered.
That elegant 18th century clock was played to signify the beginning of the protest on Oxford Street. And we have John Jordan, who would like to be referred to as JJ, on the line. He is from the Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination. They specialise apparently in creative and radical activism. So if the phones allow, JJ, are you there?
Hi there.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Okay.
Excellent. Well, you are from the Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination. Could you just give us a brief outline of what you guys do?
Normally what we do is we bring artists and activists together to create new forms of civil disobedience. So that can be, we did stuff like at the UN climate conference, used 200 bikes, reclaimed bikes and used those as tools of civil disobedience. Or we also invented the clown army. So lots of, we invent new forms of civil disobedience by bringing artists and activists together.
Well, the clown army, excellent. That sounds both amusing and sinister. That's fantastic. And you're down at the march this afternoon. What's been your involvement with it so far?
We're just marching today. We haven't got an action today, so we're just spectators or participants in the march. And right now I'm in Oxford Street, which is quite a bizarre and surreal scene. You've got thousands of people with shopping bags going up and down Oxford Street, shopping, and then thousands of police and riot, police and riot vans completely blocking Oxford Circus at the moment. Topshop's shut down, been covered in paint, and they're getting into riot gear, and they're preparing for, the idea is that UK UNCUT will meet here at 3:30 and then go to a secret location to occupy it.
Okay, excellent. So, will you be attending any of the UK UNCUT events?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Can you give us a brief, rough idea of what they're doing this afternoon? I think there's some comedy event going on in Soho Square. Is that correct?
UK UNCUT, basically. I mean, the idea is, you know, to start and look at the idea of tax dodging. You know, I mean, simply Vodafone, head of Vodafone. You know, Vodafone dodges £6 billion in pounds. That could pay for all the council welfare cuts. So, you know, it's a really simple little door to show that the whole system is completely, you know, unequal, and the cuts aren't necessary. It's the cuts are political, not a necessary thing. So the idea is to block Vodafone shops, to block Boots, which is also has refused to pay taxes, and all Philip Green's shops like Topshop and VHS. Oh, and here are loads of riot vans driving very, very, very fast down Oxford Street.
Well, I understand that the mood there has been pretty much peaceful. For the large part of the afternoon. I mean, is it still a sort of fairly peaceful atmosphere there?
Yeah, it's pretty peaceful, apart from lots of people dressed in black with large shields and masks.
Yes, of course. Yes, indeed.
So the Metro London Police are trying to, you know, ramp things up a bit, but it's great.
Okay, brilliant. And so you're basically just trying to bring to people's attention through the march the fact that there would be an alternative to the current cuts if the bankers and so forth weren't so heavily favoured by the government. Is that roughly correct?
Absolutely. And we have to take direct action. You know, marching is not going to get us anywhere. We have to actually, you know, take direct action, which means literally blocking the system in some way, and showing alternatives, showing that there are alternatives. And that's, I hope, what's going to be happening this afternoon. I think people are going to be coming away from the march, occupying buildings and really occupying public space and taking civil disobedience, because as we know, that's what changes things. You know, we just have to look at Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, and, you know, that's people, it's when people begin to disobey that things begin to be interesting, and marching from A to B is just like being a little bit of water in a plumbing system, and we get out of that plumbing system.
Absolutely, and we are living in a time at the moment where, as you say, you know, there are clear examples of direct action which have had a significant impact on the governments.
But direct action always has. You know, I think the history always says that, you know, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, everything we take for granted happened because people disobeyed. I mean, even the idea of women wearing trousers, for example. You know, women disobeyed. Women were killed for wearing trousers. Contraception. People were put in prison for handing out, you know, flyers about contraception. Unions. The 8-hour day, something that, you know, we take for granted. You know, that was fought for. People, you know, disobeyed, went on strike, broke machines just to be able to work 8 hours. Mm. Everything we take for granted was won through disobedience. Governments never give us anything unless we struggle and fight for it. Mm. Disobedience.
I mean, do you think because of, you know, the times of sort of relative prosperity over the last decade or so that people have fallen into, you know, some kind of apathy over direct action, or do you think it's still very much been present?
I think people, and I've seen situations with UK undercut actions where people just walk off the street. They're going shopping on Oxford Street and they see people blocking a Vodafone store, and then they hear that, you know, just that 6 billion could actually pay for the cut, and they walk off the street, put their shopping bag down and join the blockade. It's incredible. Mm. And I've never seen that happen. Mm. So I think, you know, I think things are going to change.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And also it seems that, you know, a very broad spectrum of people, you know, have a very keen understanding of what's going on at the moment. I understand a lot of different interest groups are well represented at the march. I mean, who have you seen best represented there this afternoon?
Oh, there's everyone here. Everyone. I mean, it's an incredible rainbow of people from, you know, firemen to anarchists to mothers with buggies. To, you know, even I've heard that there are, you know, police officers who are off duty who have joined the march because they too are going to get cut.
Yeah. No, that's what I read, and I had my daughter with me this afternoon, actually. She's 3, and, you know, she's had the Sure Start scheme, you know, since she was born, and apparently that's going to, you know, take sort of profound cuts as well. So, you know, all of, you know, some very sort of vulnerable groups, I suppose, being affected as well. OK, well, thank you very much, JJ. That's been an excellent appraisal of what's going on at the moment. Would it be OK to call you back a bit later on, just to sort of get an update on what's happening?
Yeah.
OK, great. We'll speak to you later on. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye.
Cheers, bye. That was John Jordan, or JJ, from the Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination, speaking to me from Oxford Street there, where apparently the mood is still jubilant, but the police are preparing for an afternoon of direct action and occupation. We will now have some more music. I was going to play the Kaiser Chiefs' I Predict a Riot, but I think that might be a little... What's the word? I won't play it anyway. So, I think we'll hear more from the Sex Pistols, actually. Their album Nevermind the Bollocks is loaded with songs which could loosely be described as protest songs. Oh, that was the word I was looking for. Yes, it would be irresponsible to play I Predict a Riot by the Kaiser Chiefs, so I shan't. So, yes, this is the Sex Pistols from their seminal album Nevermind the Bollocks with Liar. That was the Sex Pistols in usual angry form there, performing Liar from their album Nevermind the Bollocks. We've spoken to a number of people on the ground this afternoon. We've just heard from John Jordan of the Laboratory of Insurrectory Imagination, who's just given us a brief description of what's going on Oxford Street at the moment. Apparently, Topshop has closed down, and apparently the mood is still excellent, but the police are getting into riot gear, and he said a number of vans were also going past as well. So we have somebody else on the line at the moment. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing? How's the mood down on Oxford Street at the moment?
Well, I'm outside BHS.
Yeah.
We've just been occupied with a major police presence. Oxford Street's pretty much closed. And the actor Timothy West and his son have just performed a play, which nobody could hear because it's so loud down here. But and there's an occupation taking place inside.
Okay, excellent. And it's all fairly peaceful at the moment as well, I understand.
Yes, but a line of police with riot shields or masks have just placed themselves in front of the doors, so it looks peaceful right now, but it's charged.
Okay, and what's the sort of legal position on occupation? Can the police eject people from buildings? I mean, what are individuals' rights, you know, if they're undertaking this kind of action?
I'm not entirely sure, but it has been closed off by UK Uncut.
Mm.
And I'm standing beside someone. I'm on. I have Resonance FM on the phone.
Yep.
Do you think I'm standing beside somebody who's holding a fantastic big banner?
Yeah. Okay.
To occupy for the alternative.
Yeah.
Perhaps he'd have a word with you.
Yeah, sure. Please put her on. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Will Luscombe. You're live on air on Resonance FM. Sorry. Could you just give us your name, a brief description of your involvement in the march, and what's going on at the moment?
My name is Sebastian, and I've been marching with the UK Uncut block on the march through the centre of London. We also went on a smaller march as well and ended up in Oxford Street, where we are closing down stores that are avoiding paying huge amounts of tax. So we're arguing that actually there is an alternative, and it's purely neoliberal dogma to suggest there isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, there are some fairly high profile cases of UK companies who do avoid substantial amounts of tax. Who are they specifically?
Sorry, one second. Riot police are coming.
No problem.
Okay, I'm back on the phone again. The riot police have turned off. I'm here with a buggy.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea for me to move.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, we can call you back if that's preferable.
Okay, you should stay on the line. Things are not as peaceful as they were.
Right, okay.
And we are in the eye of the storm here at Bed Spot. And it has now become, you can hear, it's become even more charged now. The whole street's closed off and people are really gathering.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any idea of the direction it might take, or is it impossible to tell?
That again?
Do you have any idea of the direction that it might take, or is it impossible to tell?
I can't hear you, I'm afraid. It's so busy here.
Okay, no problem. Would it be possible just to hold the phone up so we can hear what's going on?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Police are trying to enter.
Okay.
Debenham, BHS right now.
Okay. And what's the scene like inside BHS?
Well, inside there were a group of people. We could see them sitting down through the doors. It seems that they've been moved somehow now, but I don't know how that managed to do that, because I couldn't see.
Okay.
And there are people on top of the bus stop here and all around it, trying to get a look inside also.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's police presence the whole way around the store. So, at the other exits as well, around the back.
Okay. I mean, people seem to really be galvanised into action against these cuts.
Absolutely. There are people sitting down outside now.
Okay, excellent. I mean, I think it would be impossible for the government not to hear the voice of the people, considering what's gone on today. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's just incredible. But this happened in 2003, when we thought we could stop the invasion of Iraq. It didn't work then. It works now. But you'd have to think, with what's going on in central London today, they couldn't ignore it. They probably will, but nevertheless, the mood of the people is... it's quite charged, and at least if we don't get any, we've tried.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's heartening, you know, to see so many people, you know, galvanised into action by the proposed cuts. I mean, yeah, we both work at Resonance FM, and you know, could you just explain a bit about how the cuts might affect our station as well?
Well, I mean, I have a show on Resonance every Friday afternoon between 4 and 5 called Enemies of Good Art. A talk with mothers who are artists about how you practice. And from our point of view, we're facing massive... oh, my God, everything's kicking off now. People are running.
Right.
People are running. We're just going to stay put near the bus stop.
Okay.
To be
has anything happened to cause them to run?
I don't know. I can't see up off.
Sure.
There's now a line of police presence.
Yeah.
In front of us, and looks like we're going to get hemmed in.
Right.
I'm thinking that we should just move off.
Yeah.
Because I've got a toddler, I don't want to get stuck in the middle of this. But in terms of the cuts and resonance, well, you know, it's important that this station stays on the air. It's the only free voice in London. It's a well-listened to radio station. And if we lose resonance and other fantastic institutions, then we have no voice.
Indeed. And you say you're a mother as well, and you're there with your toddler. I mean, how will the cuts affect you and your child?
Well, at the moment, childcare, arrangements for childcare are changing drastically. I'm going to have to go now. There's some police around.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us, and take care.
I think it's
okay.
The corner.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, quite a scene unfolding there on Oxford Street. It seems the BHS building has been occupied. Things have, up until now, been fairly peaceful. But when we spoke to John Jordan at 2:15, it seemed the police were getting into riot gear. They were then, when we just spoke to our correspondent there, blocking the doorway of BHS, which apparently has already been occupied. And apparently tension is mounting there as well. Although, you know, it's an amazing example of direct action. I think, you know, people really have been, you know, spirited into action by these proposed cuts, and particularly by the perceived unfairness of companies like Vodafone, who, I mean, it's been reported in the Private Eye for months now that I think Vodafone write off £6 billion in UK tax, which is somewhere similar to the deficit. Therefore, if that tax wasn't written off, it's essentially tax avoidance, then these terrible cuts wouldn't have to take place. And as per usual, the groups that are being affected are childcare, education, schooling, the NHS and so forth. So people are understandably upset and have turned out in considerable numbers today to express that. Okay, we're going to try and get through to a few more people on the ground. Things really do seem to be hotting up there. But if you would also like to call in if you have any news and you are on the ground there, call 0207 407 1210 and we'll try and patch you into the desk. Also, Phil, a friend of mine who's down there at the moment, sent me a text saying the police presence is enormous and he can't possibly imagine how much money is being spent on containing the protest today. So, yeah, a good point there. So if you have any comments or texts that you would like to send in, please do. Well, we've been going for songs with a sort of metaphorical bend, I suppose. And the Clash, London Calling, seems to be fairly apt, so we'll hear that next. The Clash there with London Calling. We have Richard Thomas live from the thick of it. Hi, Richard.
Okay, instructions for studio. Let's have a bit more beauty. There's a nice counterpoint to some of the radical direct action taking place. So I'm just this Soho now. I've just come from outside Curzon Soho, Cambridge sort of circus area, where three territorial support group vans pulled up, which were fully attacked by the enormous anarchist Black Bloc, and the police moved on. So the Black Bloc is working.
Okay, excellent. Can you just explain for the listeners what the anarchist Black Bloc is?
Black Bloc is a symbolic form of theatrical protest where people don black, obviously, to disguise themselves, protect themselves from CS gas, pepper spray, blah, 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 and also to be an anonymous multitude, I guess, is a simple way of looking at it. I believe its origins probably lie in Italy or Greece, but I'm no scholar of anarchist protest. Oh. Right by a... Please, sorry.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Some
marching through Soho on Old Compton Street.
Wow, some very instructive ambient noise there. We've just spoken to Martina down near BHS. Apparently things are really hotting up down there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So we got onto Oxford Street. People marched past BHS, Topshop, etc. And then turned around and went back and threw paintballs, sprayed it. You know, etc. Well, you know, cosmetic kind of attrition sense.
Well, it sounds like the police are being fairly sympathetic to people's right to protest. Would you? I mean, I'm only, you know, getting drips of information here, but would you say that's fairly accurate? No, I was just saying, from the drips of information I've been getting in the studio, it seems like the police are fairly sympathetic today to people's right to protest. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
I've been fantastic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're ever fantastic, but in terms of, there's been a minimal police presence, but I think, you know, they're also allowing people to make a case against themselves and then engaging some sort of symbolic, punitive containment. Mm. People pulling apart a bit of, you know, barriers from roadworks and stuff like that. I'm just going to move.
Okay, and would you say that the mood among the people is one of unity?
Sorry, I'm talking over you. It's very hard for me to hear properly here.
That's okay.
You know, it's just been smashed in a restaurant. Okay. Yeah.
Which restaurant? Just to give us a sort of visual picture.
Stood aside for a moment to just observe and talk to you. But very interesting. I lost my colleague Tom Beastly. Mm. Hopefully we'll be reunited, but yeah, very substantial Black Bloc. It's really working out as a policy. I don't think the police can keep up, though. Of course they have maintained a minimal presence. Mm. But there you go.
It sounds like the march has been very well orchestrated as well.
Yeah. It's an absolutely symphonic thing. I'm not sure if it'll have three movements, but we'll see. But listen, I think I should go because I don't want to get caught behind.
Yeah, could we just get a few seconds of the ambient noise there, Richard?
Oh, bar, I've just been done.
All right, man, I'll speak to you in a bit then.
Bar. Huh?
I'll speak to you in a bit.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Richard. Take care. Bye. That was Richard Thomas there with another excellent overview of what is going on. The windows of the O-Bar apparently have just been put through, and yeah, you could hear some fairly meaty riot sounds in the background there. So we shall segue neatly back into The Clash with London Calling. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. It's just coming up to, 20 to 3. On Saturday, March the 26th, 2011, a day of discontent, if you will. We've just heard from Resonance Programme Manager Richard Thomas, who gave us another staggeringly eloquent picture of what's going on down in central London at the moment. Shop and restaurant windows being put through. We also spoke to Martina, a Resonance correspondent, who was telling us about the situation at BHS, which apparently has been occupied. Both of them report that the mood has been sort of fairly peaceful and jubilant, but there's definitely tension in the air. Although Richard was saying the police have handled it absolutely excellently, and they seem to be very sympathetic to people's right to protest. I understand we have somebody else on the line now. We've had quite a lot of difficulty. We've had quite a lot of difficulty getting through to people this afternoon, issues with the phone networks and so forth, but I will just check if we have our guest online now. Hello, can you hear me? I'm afraid we don't. So we will continue with some more music while my trusty engineer, Tim, attempts to call them back. I was discussing with Vincent earlier, my guest or co-presenter, how great music often comes out of eras of discontent. In fact, the last time there was austerity, the last time there were austerity measures, the mid-70s, mid to late 70s, saw a glut of amazing bands come out of particularly Manchester, one of which was Joy Division. So, and then latterly, of course, the Happy Mondays. So perhaps we will see another Joy Division coming out of these austerity measures. A silver lining, perhaps. So here we have Joy Division with a perennially tragic Ian Curtis at the helm performing Transmission. Joy Division there with Transmission. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, London's arts radio station. On Saturday, March 26th, 2011, what we are calling a day of discontent. This afternoon's extended programme is called The Monstrous Perversions of the Laws of Political Geometry, and we have had various correspondents reporting the scene on the ground from central London this afternoon. The Guardian, their latest report is that the anti-cuts march has swollen to 400,000 people, which is absolutely phenomenal. London is hosting the largest protest since the Iraq War as workers and the public demonstrate against government spending cuts. Everything had gone reasonably peaceably, it seems, and still is, although tensions are mounting in central London. The rally has turned into a protest as of, I believe it was 10 past two, various banks and shops have been occupied. BHS has been occupied. Topshop, I believe, but I could be wrong, has been daubed with paint. And people are just basically expressing discontent at the draconian cuts, which will be brought in over the next few months, few years, when, as a lot of direct action groups rightly point out, there are real alternatives to these cuts. Were multinational corporations not allowed to get away with such enormous tax infractions, then there wouldn't be such an enormous deficit. And the areas which need funding the most, healthcare, schooling and so forth, wouldn't be hit so hard. So if you have any opinions on that, please call us. The number is 07407 1210. I've just been texted by another man I have on the ground, my friend Liam, who says apparently the window of HSBC in Charing Cross Road has just been smashed up. I've been trying to get through to him as well, but the phone networks just don't seem to be working particularly well this afternoon. But yes, thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying the programme. But for the rest of the afternoon, we're going to continue to try and get through to people and bring you periodic news updates and punctuate this with music and field recordings. We just heard from Joy Division there. I was discussing the fact that, you know, a lot of great music seems to come out of times of discontent. The last time there were austerity measures in the UK was the mid to late 70s, and a glut of fantastic bands came out of the mid late 70s and early 80s, among those Joy Division and the Smiths as well. So if I can find a track, which I'm trying to do at the moment, we shall hear something from the Smiths. I believe their album Meat Is Murder is probably quite apt, and God, I can't really think of the metaphorical significance of it at the moment, but I will contrive something in the next 6 minutes while the track is playing. So here, fronted by Morrissey, is the Smiths with How Soon Is Now from the album Meat Is Murder. The Smiths there with How Soon Is Now from the album Meat Is Murder. And fortunately, we have managed to get through to yet another person on the ground at the march at the moment. Chickpea from X26 Radio is now with us. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, yeah, not bad. I should probably clarify the fact that I'm not actually in the middle of the action, but I'm coordinating a radio station and stream at the moment. Yeah, as you mentioned, X26 Radio. We're going out live on FM in London, 102.8 FM, or you can pick up the stream on places like London Indie Media or X26 Radio. Just Google that and you should come up with a link.
Okay, and what's been your involvement with the march today?
Basically, I do regular podcast radio. I've been doing it for the past couple of years with a group called Dissident Island, and us and a bunch of other radical radio producers and techies have come together to bring you X26 Radio, which is live news and updates and views and music and stuff from the streets of London all day. And we started about 10:30, and we're going to be going till the evening.
Okay, excellent. And presumably you've got quite a few people on the ground there. I mean, we've got a few people as well. I mean, what have their perceptions of the rally been so far?
It looks like it's been a really interesting day so far for people who just don't want to march from A to B. First off, I mean, it sounds like there's over 400,000 people on the streets somewhere in London with a protest in mind. Whatever that means to them is a whole different other thing. And we actually have been keeping up very much with the people who've been breaking away from the main march purposefully to take direct action in various ways. So we've had interviews from people from UK Uncut. It looks like basically Oxford Street is a place to be if you haven't already headed down there, if you're in London and you want to see some of the action for yourself. But basically, people have occupied various places like Topshop, HSBC, Lloyd's, BHS. Topshop was paint bombed, and there's like the Black Bloc was running around in Chinatown as of basically an hour ago. I'm not sure exactly where they are right now because I haven't heard from them myself. But yeah, it just sounds really interesting, very chaotic as these things happen. And people from the main march are very much in Hyde Park now, and there's speeches going on. And at about 5 p.m., there's going to be a sound system collective that's going to kick off some tunes and some loud music and stuff like that.
Excellent. No, it seems people have really been galvanised into action. I just got a text from a friend of mine saying apparently the window of HSBC on Charing Cross Road had been put through. I mean, do you think the action will take a turn for the worst over the afternoon? I mean, it seems like tensions are rising. You know, I wouldn't like to make any predictions, but you know, do you think things will become more tense over the course of the afternoon?
Well, so far it sounds like basically, in terms of the police presence and stuff in places like Oxford Street, they've been indiscriminately kind of rushing in, even into fairly fluffy direct action kind of things where people are singing or just running around and making a spectacle. So far, though, it doesn't seem like it's been really harsh. There's been some attempts at a kettle, like, for example, down Whitehall. But so far, people have been very smart in being able to either break out of there or avoid it from happening. People are really smart nowadays after the past couple months seeing what how terrible it is to remain on in a kettle, and what a political police tactic it is to basically try and deter people from ever coming back onto the streets for these kinds of protests. But obviously it's not working. In terms of things turning for the worst, I don't know. It depends on what you define as turning for the worst. Perhaps you could clarify for me.
Oh, no, just becoming less peaceable.
Okay. Well, I guess it just depends on your definition of protests and why people are taking action on the streets as opposed to just marching from A to B. And many people from the march have decided not to go along with the prescribed route for various reasons. I think that it's because they understand that that's not necessarily going to achieve any sort of aim. And there's been a lot of tension between the, say, the TUC and the stewards and officials trying to preempt any sort of action being taken place. But it looks like people are just doing what they want to do, and I think that's fair enough. In terms of things turning for the worse, I guess we're just going to have to see. I mean, energy has to be really high to maintain this kind of level of action constantly all day. But there are things planned for the rest of the day in terms of actions and stuff like that. So at 5 p.m., for example, what we just said about the sound systems. And, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And, I mean, are there any things the listeners can perhaps wander down and attend to after 5 o'clock? Have you got any specific information about that?
Well, I would say that if you basically, if you don't already have a group to join, I would say head down either to Hyde Park for 5 o'clock and then see where people head after that. Or if you want, you can bring a sleeping bag and a tent and occupy Hyde Park. There's the Stay for One Day action that's happening. There's also various points around the city that have been called for help in terms of occupying lots of occupations in various universities. So if you're a student or have any sort of association working or professor or whatever, teacher involvement in those places, go there. Go to your local area as well. I mean, there's still actions happening in other parts of the city as well, in South London and stuff like that.
Okay, excellent. Well, listen, thank you very much for your input, and yeah, enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks a lot.
Definitely. And if I can just plug the X26 radio one more time, 102.8 FM in London, or listen to the stream. We're going to be live all day giving you updates from the streets.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
That was Chickpea from X26 Radio there, who seemed to be very much involved with the action in central London.